Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. You know, Ed, it's been another week of focusing on health, which is nice. I don't eat as well as you, but I have been back to my running and my lifting, and I'm greatly enjoying it. Saw a lot of my friends, doctor friends, dentist friends, whatnot, at the gym. And, you know, we all kind of fell off that wagon, so I want to encourage everybody, you know, if you did, don't worry about it. I mean, I used to exercise 7 days a week heavily, and I completely fell off that wagon. And it was really because of the COVID and gym shut down, couldn't find the right food. I could make all the excuses that I want, but in the end, that was my choice to really back off 90%. And it's a little painful, Ed, getting back on that, back in running, and it feels so good. It was so painful at first, and I'm starting to get back into the swing, and I know you know how that feels. And, you know, just remind everybody that one of the many things you can do to decrease your chance of COVID infection, or really any infection, just general health, is regular healthy eating and exercise. So I don't know what you like to do. A lot of people don't like what I do, but that's something you can always figure out. If you don't know what to do, trainers are available. We work with Gold's Gym a lot here on the show, and they have excellent trainers, and you know, most gyms do have that available. So put that on your to-do list if you have not already done it. And don't forget your vitamin D, vitamin C. I have been pushing a lot more zinc lately, and garlic, but there are a host of wonderful things you can do. And, Ed, we are starting to sometimes use ivermectin. I think I mentioned that before, but there have been some studies that show that a combination of things like ivermectin, Zithromax, and prednisone can improve outcomes. So there are, let's just say, new options for providers if they want to do it. And I sadly have to announce, though, you know, I've been saying how the cases were stable, at least what I was hearing from within our system. No, they're going up now. So unfortunately, the inpatient cases are rising. I hate to remind that, but, you know, we're here to spread truth is the thing, but not fear. So for everyone else, what do you do about that? Do you cower in fear? No, you practice safe guidelines, masking, social distancing, hand washing, hand sanitizers, and on top of that, healthy lifestyle. Don't forget it. Don't walk in fear. Just walk prudently. Ed?
Great advice. Great advice. And you are right. The nature of this virus was fairly predictable, and it is following probably the cycles that we could have anticipated. The thing is, when you look at the individuals who fare well on this journey through the pandemic, and then you look at the ones who are really super struggling, there are differences, one of which is, of course, the health-related condition of obesity, blood sugar irregularities, over medications, all of those. What do we do about that? You know, the mainstream media and even the power players in politics are not stepping up to the platform and really helping to convince people that they have the ability to make choices that can determine a lot of their outcomes. And of course, part of that is the losing weight and other things. But I'm massively invested in building the body's immune system before it is needed. And on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I've interviewed two different physicians, Dr. Roundtree and Dr. Smith, on their take on what do we do with the vitamin C and the vitamin D and the zinc and the this and the that. You know, the drug hydroxychloroquine alone, the reason it works is because it forces zinc into the cells. And I did a really cool little 4-minute video this week at nutritionw.com on zinc. And I want to make a real bullet point here. One is, zinc can make you sick at your stomach. don't do it empty stomach. Does it have a side effect? Everything does at some place. It can decrease your copper levels if you do it for too long at too high a dose. But if you do a multivitamin, you probably are getting enough copper out of that. It will interfere with a few antibiotics. One thing that causes us to be zinc deficient is proton pump inhibitors, the acid blocking drugs. So even if you eat healthy, you may be deficient because you're taking those drugs, which is very common these days. You know, we have sold, in fact, my superstar manager, Scott, he, I think, sold 90 bottles of zinc in 2 days.
Those are probably a lot to my patients. I've been sending them up there.
Thank you. Yes. And, you know, it's under $10 is the thing. And you take one every day or one every other day. It's just one of those things in the arsenal. So have your toolkit ready and, you know, prepare. Don't just wait for the storm to hit.
And since you and I both like to help educate people, I've been surprised over the last week, really 2 weeks, but especially the last week, how many patients, I'd say easily 15 times a day, and I'm seeing 25 to 30 people a day. So 15 of those people, Dr. Green, I've increased my vitamin D intake. Did you know that there's increased survivability with adequate vitamin D levels? Yes, I knew that. You know, we're preaching that, but people are starting to hear because it's in enough sources.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very pleased that people are learning new ways for them to improve their health, increase survivability if they were to get COVID or really any infection. And it's nice that it is hitting home.
Absolutely. And I'm probably going to wait to the third segment, but I actually have made a few notes I wanted to speak about today. And one of those is the gifts that COVID has given us. And I have 8 different gifts that I have seen that we are experiencing because of COVID.
Nice.
You know, nothing is all black or all white. It's all a mixture of the light and the darkness with whatever happens in our life. And looking toward the light and the positives has to be part of our thinking pattern, or else we spiral into despair.
Well, I can't wait to hear what yours are. And I sit around with patients sometimes. We decide, let's quit griping about politics and COVID, and let's look at some of the good things. And so far, we have all been able to find several things easily, readily, quickly, that have come out in a good way because of COVID. I mean, it's not that we love a bad thing, but there are blessings in the middle of the valley.
There you go. I did a podcast yesterday. It was very interesting. Clint Powell, who is very experienced in podcasting, has a great background in all of this. He had a wonderful idea. It was called a town hall meeting, a holistic town hall meeting with Ed Jones. And it was an hour and 10 minutes that we did. And I certainly don't expect anyone to hang for an hour and 10 minutes listening to myself. I did have Adam on, my partner at Nutrition World, as far as education. But I just want to say it is on the Facebook of Vital Health Radio. And what we talked about was, what are green drinks? How about vitamin D or C and zinc? How do we take care of our skin during the winter? COVID nutrition, CBD, keto. But Adam, Adam actually had a great point yesterday. He's a superstar staff member of mine. It was about how do we journey through the holidays with all of the super high carbohydrate foods and maybe the, you know, the super unhealthy foods. And he had a great point that I tend to forget to remind people, even though I do it myself. When you sit down to any dinner, lunch, special occasion, even not, eat the protein and fat foods first and save the carbohydrates last. You can choose anything you want, but I can tell you, you'll eat half the carbs if you'll do the protein and fats first. So that means the turkey, the green beans, the broccoli, you're leaving the bread on the side and you're leaving the dressing on the side until you get halfway through your meal. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, that's something I've been doing the last, I guess it's 3 weeks now, back on a low-carb diet for the most part. The other thing that I would add to that, I agree with everything you said, is quit eating when you're not hungry.
Yes.
Not when you're stuffed. I will say just a couple of nights ago, I went out to eat with friends, and at the end, everybody's getting dessert, and I thought, you know, I'm not hungry, and I started seeing everything, and I wanted it.
Mm.
You know, but it's nice to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to do what my youngest child does, quit eating when I'm not hungry. And it wasn't painful at all, thankfully, because you know what? I'd done what you said. I'd eaten all of my protein, my veggies. I wasn't hungry at all. I wasn't in pain. I wasn't full. And, you know, I didn't leave there feeling like I needed to be rolled to the juicing room like Violet off of Willy Wonka.
And, you know, how many times, and I did it also, we've all experienced the same thing. We sit down at any dinner table, especially eating out or at home, and bread is served first. No, it needs to be served last.
Well, I will say it is good. I mean, when you're starving, you eat a ton of it and you're not hungry when the food gets there.
Bingo, yeah. Yes. And the more carbs you eat, the more carbs you crave. Again, not that I have any special super nuggets, but I live on 50 to 60 carbs Monday through Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, I'd go unlimited, so I can eat what I want. Like this, I eat at First Watch, and I eat a piece of the good toast over there.
You know, people with IBS, most people, not everyone, if you are on a low-carb diet, higher protein and veggies, whatnot, they feel better. Less bloating, less gas. Not always for all people, but a lot better, let's say, feeling of GI health when they're not on a high-carb diet.
Absolutely, because it really affects brain chemistry and physical chemistry. Well, believe it or not, it's already time to take a break, my friend. When we come back, we are going to be talking about your cardiac health with Dr. Wong, cardiologist from CHI Memorial. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World and, of course, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a very interesting topic today. We do have to cover all of the health news and from both of our perspectives. And, you know, there are times and places where many infections can affect the heart. But at this point, we're kind of focusing on COVID and people who are having severe symptoms. And so welcome, Dr. Wong, cardiologist from CHI Memorial, to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, I hear a lot of stories because we have like 300 people a day who come in, and a lot of them are focused a lot on the nutrition part of how do we prepare ourselves to be healthier. And most of those people who really embrace things, as Dr. Green and I just talked about in the first segment, of lifestyle, dealing with obesity, taking certain nutrients like zinc and vitamin D, and making sure that, you know, all of the array of health building things are put in place. But there are people who can't do that, don't know to do that. And so when they get COVID, we have some sad stories. There's no doubt it can really plummet people into a desperate place. And some of that is with the virus affecting the heart. Can you tell us some of your experience and knowledge on that?
Yeah. So recently did a television piece about this. So there was a study that was there was a recent study, probably a couple studies that actually came out of Germany that, people who have had COVID, and they did a cardiac MRIs on those patients. And basically what it showed was that 60% of people had some type of inflammation, whether that be subclinical or clinical, which meant that they had symptoms or they didn't have symptoms. So, the effect of COVID on the heart, I think, is definitely we're still learning more about that. But we know that there is inflammation in the heart. That's actually what caused some of the pause in the Big Ten football, was that they were seeing this inflammation, and they're quite not sure what to make of it. Additionally, we know that COVID causes blood clots, and we've seen that with the lungs and also in the heart. People are also having more heart attacks, and also they're afraid to come into the hospital. So I think this is all kind of coming into, this is kind of a perfect storm of things for patients to be presenting sicker to the hospital, and sometimes they're just not seeking the treatment that they may need in a timely fashion.
You know, Dr. Wong, I've had a lot of patients and friends talk to me about their experiences with COVID, just like you do. Could you describe to the listeners if they have or had COVID and are having some of that cardiac inflammation. Can you describe what kind of symptoms they would have, and then how you diagnose it and what you do about it?
So basically, I've had a fair number of patients who have come in and they've said, okay, yeah, I've had COVID. So now what? You've said that there is some inflammation and things that may be affecting my heart. So what we would do is, what I'm looking for are symptoms of heart failure, which would be shortness of breath, kind of fatigue, maybe feeling their heart race and things like that. So my first thing is, get an EKG, see if there were any changes from prior EKGs, see if there's anything going on there. And then usually I'll get an echocardiogram if I'm suspicious that they may have some type of heart failure and things like that. We can also use cardiac strain imaging to look at not just the ejection fraction of the heart, but also to look and see whether the relaxation of the heart is an issue as well. And sometimes the inflammation can cause that. So lucky at Memorial, we have really good non-invasive imaging, and that allows us to be able to pick up maybe earlier kind of the inflammation and how that may be affecting it, kind of almost like when chemotherapy, we've known for years that chemotherapy can affect the heart and cause inflammation and cause things, and we can pick that up earlier with using those modalities such as cardiac MRI and strain imaging on echocardiogram.
Well, if the patient does have that, let's say they're home, they had COVID, and they have some of this inflammatory change, you've diagnosed it, is there anything that they can do or that you can do to help their symptoms?
Other than standard heart failure therapy right now, controlling their blood pressure, diabetes, kind of the inflammatory pathway right now, I would say that probably that's about as much as we can do. Again, there's no kind of randomized trials or any type of evidence right now about treating that inflammation. It's just kind of, we know it's there. We know that it can be caused, but we don't know. There have not been any trials about trying to treat that. So, I think like everybody, the best thing is the prevention. And that's preventing yourself from getting COVID. Being smart. Masks and physical distancing and keeping people being smart about your interactions with people.
Yeah, it's very informative, and thank you. And of course, I always add to that is the lifestyle habits and making sure your vitamin D is appropriate, all the things we talk about on here. And I'm a huge fan of lowering the carbohydrates, because excess carbohydrates feed C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation. I know Dr. Green and I both have a good friend named Matt Davis, and he actually had a viral infection of his heart probably about 2 years ago, and Dr. Green was very helpful. He's big into nutrition, and we do know, and I think you would confirm this, the body has an amazing resilience to it that can rebuild and overcome if we can support it during the crisis part of that. Matt Davis is back working out full time. He's IFBB pro bodybuilder. It was very scary for a period of time. But again, we have opportunities to help the body heal itself. And, having someone like yourself that keeps the body going during these basic train wrecks, we're just fortunate to be in a world where we have people of experience like you and are caring people. And I do know that, there's a lot of fear going around about not wanting to go to get checked out because they're worried about, getting more sickly. But, we have to make wise decisions. And I know that you do all the precautions, and I'm sure that it's a quite safe place to be, as best as it can be. Let me ask you a personal question. I do really, I'll try to educate people to have be empowered by their own health knowledge. If a person had an oximeter at home, would that be something good? Because I have not heard anyone talk about that. Oximeters, of course, read your oxygen from your finger. Would that be something that would be good for people to have?
I think especially in this time frame, having an oximeter would be one of the, obviously, being in tune with your symptoms, I think, are very important. I think having an oximeter can help to detect whether there is some problems with your lungs and whether you may be getting to medical attention earlier. That might help as well. One thing about oximeters that I think people don't quite get in kind of along your lifestyle emphasis is that a lot of people have sleep apnea. I mean, it's probably good for that. People, being able to test their oxygen saturations at night. A lot of people fall asleep, they snore. They've got morbid obesity and diabetes and things, and that can sometimes cause your oxygen levels to go down. So, do I think everybody needs an oximeter? Probably not. I think if you have high risk kind of conditions and features, or having shortness of breath, then I think having an oximeter may be helpful.
I love that because I had never thought of the fact that, for sleep apnea, which we know sleep apnea weakens the heart because of the decrease of oxygen during the night when your throat's collapsing. And what an interesting self-help method is you wake up, maybe half wake up in the middle of the night, take your oxygen, see how low it goes, because you really don't want oxygen to be below what, Dr. Wong?
Usually less than 95. We tolerate 90 to 92 for some people, but usually you don't want it less than about 95.
I love that. And, want people to know that, if you have women have painted their fingernails or you have things on your hands, it won't read accurately on that. Nutrition World does sell oximeters at most of the time. We actually sold out now. They're only about $20, $25. I do fly small airplanes, and I know I've gotten down to about 86% before and had to pull the oxygen out of the back behind my seat because I was getting very woozy, and I was – in fact – I remember so well flying to Colorado once, and nines and sixes were looking the same. I could not determine whether it was a nine or a six, and that was really scary when you're at 12,000 feet. So, and three breaths of oxygen, and I was back on board again with the nines and sixes. An interesting conversation on oxygen. Certainly didn't know we were going to go that direction. So what do people do? So if they want to contact you or they want to have some resource in case, again, empowering them before they need it, what kind of information can you give people that they could utilize where they would have an easy access to someone of your skill level?
Well, so, ChattanoogaHeart.com, CHI Memorial, those are our kind of websites. If they wanted to get in contact with us, I'm really encouraging people to come in if they've got symptoms and they need treatment. The hospital as well as our office are doing things to ensure people's safety, including masks, sanitizers basically everywhere, physical distancing in the waiting rooms. People who don't need to be there are being asked to stay in the car. I just want, there's a lot of people who, if you start having chest pain and stroke-like symptoms, we've seen a big people not willing to come in, but then they end up having to come in and they're a lot sicker. And, there are still some conditions such as heart attacks and strokes that have time sensitivity to it. And we need them to come in as soon as possible. And, some people are still afraid of this. So,
absolutely. And last question is, if a person really felt that they're not sick with COVID, but they really feel that their heart is not healthy, is this still a good time for someone like you to give an evaluation?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, we still are seeing new patients, and what we're doing is we with those sanitizing measures and things like that, but we can get them a cardiac workup. In fact, sometimes it may actually be a good time to get this because the wait may be a lot less because people aren't willing to come in. So, I see that, like I said, we have been very careful about the way we triage our patients and make sure that, trying to keep them safe and keep ourselves safe as well. But yeah, we definitely want to see them. And if they think there's something wrong with their heart, we can take care of it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Wong. And if you're by the Nutrition World ever, please stop in and meet me. I'd love to shake hands with you, or at least pretend we're shaking hands, I guess.
Yeah, I got to get some, might have to get some zinc or something.
Absolutely. We got to get you on some zinc and CoQ10 or something. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Wong. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health and nutrition. We've got that, plus a lot more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I do want to make a shout out to one of my amazing staff members, Matt. Matt has had many years of experience in our industry and nutrition, very well read and knowledgeable, lives a lifestyle. But I want anybody who's listening who wants a free bottle of Garden of Life CBD, the first two people who come in on Monday or Tuesday and says, hey, I heard that Ed Jones talked good about you, Matt, and I can get a free bottle of CBD, we'll get a $40 bottle for nothing. So good. Thank you, Matt, for all that you do for Nutrition World.
That's a good deal, people.
Thank you. And in these times of anxiety and things, we just always sometimes need a resource to calm us down, and CBD works well for me. I actually do have some shoulder inflammation. I've been kind of babying for several weeks or months because I'm doing too many of some of these shoulder exercises. You know how that is, Dr. Green. Mm-hmm. You kind of just, we kind of get carried away sometimes, and I'm stupid. But I've been starting to use CBD cream, which I actually have never really utilized. And I did it last night, and I can tell you I slept better because I could tell the pain was about 50% less. It's all about quality of the brand. So if you have any aches or pains, you may want to try that. I want to talk about...
Be careful, Ed, though. Don't overdo it. It's one thing, for getting back into it, I'm having to humble myself and do less and stop earlier. And that is a hard thing for us to do.
Yep.
And I have a hard time when there is an injury. I usually try to push through it, and sometimes it works, and sometimes I'm really, really regretting it. So I want you to be careful.
Thank you for that advice, because you remember my walking with a cane in January and February.
That's exactly
it was the worst
what
pain
was on my mind.
Of my life. Now, this is an irritation, not an injury, so I feel like I'm okay to push, like I think I'm Superman still. But I am making a few tweaking changes. I do want to say that I've been thinking lately about the fact that nothing in this life is all bad nor all good. My dad used to always say, if I was worried about something, it's never, usually ever going to be as bad as you think it is, nor will the things you think are great will be probably quite as great as you think they will be. There's always a blending of those two. But the gifts of COVID, yes, there's gifts to be had in every single thing. And one of those is, and I talked to this physician yesterday, Dr. Green. A lady came in who had heard me speak at the Vascular Institute, Dr. Lazar's wonderful Vascular Institute. We've had him on here many times. And I spoke at a conference that they held for medical professionals 2 years ago. This physician came in yesterday. It was 2 years ago we did that.
Wow.
And now she's coming in and she said, I was so impressed with how you and Dr. Green presented the viewpoint of nutrition, which we don't ever hear in our main trainings. And she said, I want my group of healthcare professionals to start referring to Nutrition World because we need partners who understand the value of nutrition. And I was like, wow. And I said, this could have never happened before COVID. And she started talking and was like, amen to me. She said, exactly right. This has proven to so many of us in the health profession, we need other things in our toolbox. And I want to learn those. And so I was just like blown away. Hmm. But that's one of the huge gifts is the attitudes in the health professionals. Secondly, this is far different. I again, I've said this before, I'm a pilot. I love to fly small planes. I was in the plane yesterday with my instructor trying to hone my IFR skills. That means flying through the clouds. And he said he had never seen a time where more people are trying to get their pilot's license. Or he said that if you want to buy a boat, it's a one-year waiting list, supposedly, and RV sales are at record levels. I have not confirmed that, but he said all three of those things are true. Why is that? It's COVID, because people are going back. Maybe I'm thinking way out of the box, but going back into, you know, journeying into some, instead of traveling places or looking somewhere else for their hobbies and their passions, are going back into more of a home place and developing their own level of enjoyment and passions. And they're not putting off things either. You know, a lot of us have dreams that we're going to do tomorrow. Well, I think this has awakened a lot of us to the fact that we live about a minute, really and truly, when you think about it. And we don't really, maybe should take a chance on it happening next year. Let's do it now if we can. And I love that. The next gift, sanitation. You know, Dr. Green, there's not a law that could have been put in place. There's not any regulations that could have been printed that would have made restaurants and the public do their things about washing hands and distancing and sanitizing to the level that we have gotten to. It is going to help everyone's health that, as far as communicable diseases. There is no doubt. And then lastly, I mean, I woke up 2 days ago thinking, how awesome is it that I have heat in my house? Well, I didn't used to think those things. I am so much more grateful for the smaller assets of my life, to wake up feeling good and to have enough money to eat. Right across the street from Nutrition World, Dr. Green, there's a guy who's living in a tent, and you can see him up in the woods because it's an empty lot, and he has a fire every day, every morning and every evening. And it, you know, he may want to do that. It may be what his choice is. I probably would guess he would prefer to be in a warm environment rather than a tent. But I think a lot of us are going to have more gratitude than we've ever had in many, many years. What do you think?
No, I agree. I was just liking listening to all those things. I didn't know there was such a waiting list for some of those things. But, you know, there are for a lot of other products as well, desks, washers and dryers and whatnot. I hear that from patients. But I do like two things you said especially, and I think we've talked about this on the air. If we are all masking, social distancing, hand sanitizing, if we're really diligent with these things, which are not bad things, how many times have you and I seen men in men's restrooms and they do not wash their hands? They just run straight out, grab the handle. My dad, of course, being a doctor, really encouraged me and taught me to sanitize. So that's a normal part of my life. Now more people are doing it. You see the occasional person not doing it, but more people are doing it now than ever before. And I think we have the opportunity for one of the best flu seasons that we've ever had. I hope and pray that would be one great medical thing to come out of this. The other is all of the, for me, the exercise opportunities that have happened, that especially when the gym shut down, I started thinking, well, what can I do? So I learned all of the things in the community available to me, retook up biking, so we went and got bikes. But so many new opportunities for us. We changed the way we live, but for a healthier way. So you're right. It's not all bad. There are positives in the middle of it. But yes, like so many people, we've had to reinvent our daily lives and our professional lives. It's all been redone. And you've probably seen, I won't go into it here, so many new businesses that have arisen just out of COVID because they just had to reinvent to live. And sometimes the reinvention is better than the original.
Absolutely. And I know in my career, 42 years at Nutrition World, sometimes I've been forced to, you know, really go inward and think with new strategies. And if I wasn't forced to do it, I would be complacent. And complacency in business is deadly. An entrepreneur cannot just stand on its own merits and hope that tomorrow will be better. You're either going up or you're going down in business, and it can be a scary thing. I do want to say, just because I always kind of bring this up, Dr. Wong talking about in the previous interview about sleep apnea. And I'm all about the right, you know, traditional procedures to help people be diagnosed and follow the right procedures. However, on Nutrition World, NutritionW.com site, again, I had a whole article on mouth taping. Mouth taping helps to prevent some of this decrease of oxygen at night in a very simple manner. A $4 piece of whole roll of tape would last you about 6 weeks. And I speak about how the value to me and my deeper sleep and even Matt Davis, we talked about Matt Davis, IFBB bodybuilder. He tells every one of his clients to go to Nutrition World and buy this tape and learn how to use it. It is life-changing for those who mouth breathe. So I just want to, NutritionW.com, you can scroll down and see the whole article on mouth taping.
And if I recall correctly, sometime last year we had Dr. Viscomi on the show talking about sleep apnea. If anybody wants to visit the website and listen to that.
Absolutely. And I love what Dr. Wong said about using an oximeter at night to see just how low is my oxygen going.
And there are apps for your phone that can actually help you screen for sleep apnea. Not that those are medically approved, but, you know, if someone thinks they do, see your medical provider and we can get that checked out for you.
Wonderful. And I want to tell you about an app real quick before I finish this segment. But before that, I got to put a positive spin on some of this fear mongering. You know, the World Health Organization, a lady named Marie von Kerkhove, she said on June 6, asymptomatic people very rarely spread COVID. Why are we not hearing what this lady said from the World Health Organization? Well, because it is all about empowering fear. And, you know, I thought this morning, the three most powerful emotions that can motivate people, whether they're being artificially producing these emotions or internally, is fear, hatred, and love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in a world where fear is being used to motivate or to push or to have an agenda. I don't know what it is for sure. And we've also had a lot of hatred in this country. And then we kind of ignored the love part. And I just want to remind myself that, you know, I don't want to be swallowed up by the fear, as you talk, Dr. Green, constantly, and I want it to be balanced with love and compassion.
And I wish I could remember exactly who the historian was, but I still remember a pastor, Stuart Briscoe, talking about a non-religious historian in Alexandria back, gosh, I think the turn of the millennium. Maybe it was, I mean, turn of the first century, second century, somewhere in there, a long time ago. But there was a war and a pandemic, and his comment, though, was that he noted the Christians had no fear at all, and they were taking care of all the sick people. That was the one thing that differentiated them, is they weren't scared of it. The bad thing is, he said a lot of them would get sick and die, he said, but nobody was taking care of the sick and the dying and the injured but that group of people. But I guess the reason that came to mind is they were showing love for their fellow man, which is exactly what we're taught to do.
Absolutely. But we're not taught that through the media. That's for sure. We have to teach that to ourselves, and we have to hold on to that rope, because it's up to us, people. It's up to us to continue to hold the love rope.
And it would be a lot better world if we could follow that, and that is one of Jesus' primary teachings.
Yep, bingo. Absolutely. I do want to say that, you know, real quickly on another bullet point, macular degeneration is an epidemic. And we know that it's a degeneration of the macula in the eye, which causes an obvious loss of vision, sometimes right in the middle. And the thing is, in all the readings of history, this macular degeneration really has not been significant in history until about 60 years ago. Before that, it was pretty uncommon. Well, there's a guy who's a great eye physician who is really outspoken on this. He says the word age-related macular degeneration should be changed to diet-related macular degeneration. And here's the reason. We know, without getting too much into this, omega-6s, which is a type of fat found in all the canola oils and all of the processed oils that you are eating if you eat out and eat any processed food, when it's combined with excessive iron levels in the body, it is killing the macula. So the fix for the macula is diet again and knife and fork. And I just want to tell people, at Nutrition World on December 18th, we will be doing more blood testing, but we're going to do an iron panel. We're going to do the ferritin, the serum iron. And so for a very low price, you can determine this iron. Because if you have excess iron, it is causing damage to your body throughout, not just your eyes.
And as a tangent, you talked about the omega-3, 6, and 9. And I think I've mentioned this here. I know I tell patients, I went researching omega-3s one day, and I was amazed how many products have 6 and 9 as well. Mm-hmm. And they advertise it like that's a good thing. So I always remind patients, it's the omega-3. Just remember the Trinity, 3. And don't go for the 6 or 9. You don't want it.
You don't want it. And a lot of health food stores will sell omega-6s in capsules. And the other thing that I learned about 3 years ago, and one of my staff members, Adam, has really pushed me into this. When I looked at the omega three levels of chicken compared to red meat. The chicken is this very bad about omega-6s. Red meat's not perfect, don't get me wrong, but it's better than chicken. I have reduced my chicken consumption by 80% over the past 2 years, and I really feel that it's a better choice for me, and I think it is for a lot of people. Hopefully grass-fed. We do sell grass-fed antibiotic-free beef, but you can buy that a lot of places. In fact, again, I'll put a plug in for Jonathan's down in East Ridge. They have bison burgers. Bison has far less of the antibiotics.
That's another positive right there, though. I have eaten a lot more fresh fish since
yes.
COVID started.
And that is, of course, the best choice if it's good fresh fish. Well, believe it or not, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus a bunch more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale and all of their various locations, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android and iPhone. You know, during this COVID pandemic, we've talked a lot about the anxiety and the fear that it causes and how to seek freedom from anxiety and fear. But today, we're going to look at a kindred topic, forgiveness. In his book, which was called Forgive and Forget, Dr. Lewis Smedes wrote, "Revenge never evens the score, for alienated people never keep score of wrongs by the same mathematics. Forgiveness is the only way to stop the cycle of unfair pain turning in your memory." And Jesus, speaking to a Pharisee in Luke chapter 7, verses 44 through 47, said, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house, and you didn't give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Well, think about what it means to us to forgive someone else. Forgiveness is a decision. Is a decision to let go. It means that you no longer allow someone else to cause you bitterness, resentment, anger, pain. God wants you to be at peace, fearless, full of faith, full of hope, full of love. He doesn't want you to be full of anxiety or full of anger. You know, but on the other hand, forgiveness does not mean that you will not remember the hurt. Forgiveness does not mean that you will excuse someone else's behavior. Forgiveness does not mean that you condone another's actions. Forgiveness does not mean that a relationship has to continue. But forgiveness is necessary to begin the healing process. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, we are reminded that we have been forgiven of more than we will ever need to forgive. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. In closing, I would like to quote Dr. Lewis Smedes one more time. "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you." That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
As always, thank you, my friend. You certainly sometimes speak to my heart, and I am connecting on the word forgiveness. It is a daily topic, there's no doubt, for all of us, but even for me, and especially at this moment, I'm always looking to be in a place of forgiveness, and I am going to do that. I am going to attach myself to that. I love the analogy of prison, and we're kind of we have our own key to unlock the door, and we can live our whole life with that key in our back pocket and never reach back to get it. And that takes work. It isn't like it's going to be just placed in your hand. So,
you know what? I can't remember the exact quote you made, but this is close enough, that bitterness, that lack of forgiveness is like drinking poison expecting the other person to die.
Absolutely. And I know you said something just not too long ago about, if I keep getting sick by drinking something toxic, maybe I should consider not drinking it. And that is very important of all parts, including the real part of eating and drinking foods, but especially emotionally. I do want to say before our time is out, I want to make this is my own personal challenge again. I'm a huge fan of a guy named Wim Hof, H-O-F. He has done some truly Superman different activities, from breath holding to climbing Mount Kilimanjaro barefooted or with just shorts on. He does ice plunges. He has created through his training the ability to be superhuman, and I followed him for years. Yesterday I did 25 push-ups on one breath. I have in the past got up to about 60 push-ups on one breath. I'm not in that shape at this point, but I made a personal challenge to build my push-ups on one breath. So I want to try to maybe update that every week and tell you what I'm up to. So I'm up to 25 yesterday. Have you done push-ups on one breath yet?
No, I usually try to breathe. I like oxygen. So, that's not something that greatly interests me. Okay. Yeah, that's one reason I didn't take, swimming competitively never interested me. I like to breathe. Don't like to be in water. Give me air, please.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Sometimes I don't make sense, even to myself. That oximeter we talked about, hey, it'd be interesting to see what my oxygen is after those 25 push-ups.
Now, the closest I come is sometimes when I'm running, I will try to go 5 or 10 minutes only breathing through my nose while I run, mm-hmm. which is not terribly easy, but that's one thing. The other thing I always tell patients is don't Valsalva, don't grunt when you're trying to lift, but breathe mm-hmm. comfortably through every single rep, which you can do with push-ups. One reason I love that you're not lifting heavy weights is duration, as well as pull-ups.
And, I'm going to tell something on the air. I've not spoke to hardly anyone, and it's not because I'm embarrassed. I'm actually not. Now, if this had happened to me 8 years ago, I would have been, hiding it. But I really believe in, as we age, we need to make friends with change, because it is going to happen. Fighting it will not work. Guess what I have, Dr. Green?
You're going to have to tell me.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't see it. I have a hearing aid.
Well, I wasn't. Well, you've got on headphones, Ed.
Oh, that's right. Dang it. Well, I went to Johnson Audiology, and the reason I went there, because, you win best of the best most years. We win best of the best most years. But every time I'm there, I see Johnson Audiology winning best of the best. I went over there, and phenomenal people, great service, and I'm not even a week into this hearing aid, but I've been very impressed and pleased about the daggum things that I did not know was making noises.
Well, don't be embarrassed about that. I've noticed ever since we started mask wearing that I'm having trouble understanding people, which is probably a sign of a bit of hearing loss.
Bingo. And the other thing is the research that I read, that the more we actually hear with our brains, it just goes through the ear, and the less that brain hears, the more dementia you're going to have earlier on.
We also mouth read more than we know lip read.
Yes, and absolutely. So between my feelings of not having dementia, not being able to read lips, and being 63 and having a gun go off in my ear several years ago, I got a good hearing aid.
Fantastic.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.